And now it's time for Public Post. VPR's Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. The town of Elmore is a small, tight-knit community, but a school district merger has the town divided, and emotions are running high. VPR's Amy Noyes takes us there.
Elmore is a small town, probably best known for its state park. The village straddles Route 12, with the town hall and general store on the lake side of the road, and the town offices and the one-room schoolhouse across the way. It's the last operating one-room schoolhouse in Vermont, and that's important to a lot of people in town, including Elmore store owner Kathy Miller.
When it comes to our one-room schoolhouse, I'm not going down without a fight. And we're just kind of digging our heels in right now, and we don't have a crystal ball. We can't look ahead and see what's going to happen, because once it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to get it back.
Elmore Small School is just one of the things ratcheting up the emotions regarding a vote at the end of this month. Actually, it's a revote. Last month, Elmore residents turned down a proposal to merge school districts with Morristown, its larger neighbor just up Route 12. But a petition was filed and a revote scheduled for the end of this month. In the meantime, the debate has heated up, as resident Sharon Fortune can attest.
I feel very sad, very, very sad, that the lines have become divided and that people have taken stands in a way that is so non-Elmorean, if you will, so not like our community. But boy, people are ramped up about this. They are just wild.
But the discussions aren't all taking place face-to-face in the store and at public meetings, as is typically the case in Elmore. Arguments are happening online through Facebook, Front Porch Forum, and the online news service Vermont Watchdog. Proponents of the merger say school taxes in Elmore are rising out of control. They've jumped over 60% in the last few years, and they say without a merger, they could go up another 40% next year, essentially doubling the school tax burden over a four-year span. Susan Southall is a lister in Elmore and is one of the people who pushed for the revote.
There have been sort of many, many posts back and forth on Front Porch Forum, and I keep feeling that I'm attempting to correct misinformation, but then the information that I may bring out is being corrected as also being misinformation. So I think the issue has become pretty divisive.
Exactly how property values and tax rates might change and whether or not the Elmore School would eventually close and emerge district are two of the big issues being debated. Other arguments center around the value of school choice. Currently, 7th through 12th graders can go to nearly any school of their choosing with public funding. Elmore pays tuition to other Vermont public schools and an amount equal to the state average tuition for private and out-of-state schools. In a merged district, Elmore students would attend People's Academy for middle and high school. Store owner Warren Miller says there have been plenty of families that have utilized school choice over the years.
We've had kids all over Vermont and other. I mean, we've had a couple kids from Elmore. When I was on the school board, there were two kids in France. We paid the state average. They paid the transportation and the lodging.
But for many in Elmore, the civil discourse has become decidedly uncivil, especially online. And as a result, some of the people are just refusing to talk. We reached out to members of Elmore's school board, the select board chairman, and the town clerk. They all refused to talk on the record for fear their comments might be taken the wrong way. They said the attacks have become personal, and they're no longer willing to speak out on the issues. Store owner Warren Miller says it just comes down to a matter of respect.
It's really unfortunate because everybody has an opinion and everybody should be able to have an opinion. But you shouldn't get mad at your neighbor because their opinion isn't the same as yours. We're a community. We need to remain a community. We can't be divided. Scars are going to run deep if people aren't respectful. And at the end of the day, we need to be respectful of everybody's opinion.
People on both sides say they hope the tenor will change after the revote on December 29th. However, that may not be the end of the issue. Both Morristown and Elmore need to approve if a merger is to proceed. The original merger vote narrowly passed in Morristown, and a petition for a revote has been filed there as well. That revote has yet to be scheduled. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.